This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got a studio full of peeps, and they walked in, because that's what they do, they walk. They never had a football with them, but we're talking walking football this lunchtime. We've got Steve Love and Brian Clough with us.
I wish I was.
Just introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, I'm Nigel Cox. I'm chairman of Arthritico Mad Ride, to give our full name, Walking Football. Yes, a retired Baptist minister, been resident on the island for 30-odd years. Yeah, that's...
And talking, talking walking football, yeah. Whose idea was that? Did you start this?
Walking football? Well, no, I did. I came on board with Ride about 4 or 5 weeks after they started. Like a lot of people, I saw that, I don't know whether you remember, it started about 2013-14, and Barclays put out adverts for supporting walking football, and it was a few old men doddering around, and like a lot of people, I think, oh, what's that? Ugh, that's not for me. Then I saw it advertised, and my wife said, go on, you know, you'd love it. I thought, no, I don't. No, it's not serious. So because I'm still quite competitive as a goalkeeper. I'm but I did. I went along and loved it, and I've been sold on it ever since. And yeah, I've been sort of very much involved with running the Ride side. Yeah.
Do you know what I've often wondered? You know what it's like for people that played football for many years, yeah, and then they stop. And I know what it's like for me. I haven't played football probably since I was late 40s, yeah, and I miss it. I do, but I don't miss the fact that you go and play on a Monday night, because this is what, yeah, we used to do, and it's exactly the same place you used to play at. But we were playing against younger people, and the following week you still felt battered and, yeah, bruised because of all the running and stuff, yeah, you did. So this sounds just a ticket. Why aren't, yes, there more people doing it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, on the mainland, it's absolutely taken off. It's taken off to the extent that you've got leagues, you've got county sides. It's even there's now a FIFA, an international body for walking football. They hold World Cup. Since 2023, they've had a World Cup every year, in which, actually, I should say that England, over 50s, over 60s and over 70s, all hold world champions at the moment.
How brilliant. I reckon by the end of this session, there'll be loads of people signing up for this, because, yeah, there's a lot of people like me that think, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, and you don't have to. And the beauty of it, too, because it's walking and because it's no contact... You know, anyone can play it, and the way that we play, sort of like on a Sunday, we're not. It's not serious. We take part in competitions. We've got those players who are capable of playing competitive football, but we just enjoy playing a game of football. So you don't have to be particularly highly skilled, do you, Steve?
No, and I mean,
was that a dig at your ability?
No, that's not. No, but Nigel and I are at opposite ends of the spectrum, really. He's been playing for decades, has never really stopped. This is just the latest iteration of Nigel playing football. I only played football really at school and not very well. Really interested in football, followed it. But when this came up, I was just a little bit over 50. And I thought, this is my first and last chance to actually play football, be on a field, mm-hmm, be in a football team, have the glory of scoring goals, which happens perhaps once or twice a year, doesn't it, Nigel? But not when he's in goal. But, you know, at my age, not go home all crunched and battered, because you don't tackle, so you don't get tackled, you don't shoulder barge, you don't get pushed over. The walking is brisk, but you can only hold the ball. It's three touch, so you can only hold the ball. Once you've got the ball, you've got two more touches to work out where you're going to pass it to, who you're going to push it off to. So it's actually, I've never thought so much as planning position and where I am and where everybody else is. No, I don't go home injured. I just go home looking forward to next week.
Do you know what? That is a perfect way of selling it. I go home looking forward to next, yeah, week. But you say about three touches. What happens after three touches? Do you have to move away from the ball?
Yeah.
I mean,
if you play the ball a fourth time, it's a free kick to the opposition.
Right.
And no. So you soon learn not to. You learn to count to three very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So three touches, that's, yeah, it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's. I mean, it's, honestly, it sounds great. Yeah. It really does. And like you say, you don't go home feeling, oh, do you know what? I've pulled a muscle, or I've. I'm really. And it because as you get older, it takes a hell of a lot longer to recover. How's the wife now? Now she's got rid of you for, you know, for football. Is she happy as well?
Yeah. Well, she has to get rid of me on a Saturday as well to go and watch football. But that's another story. No. I mean, you know, we've been married 48 years, and you know, we value each other's company, but also part of the thing that I think has kept us together is that not only do we really value each other's company, but we value those other things that we enjoy that we can do with other people. So in other words, we're not sort of closed in on ourselves all the time, which is good.
So look, you're recruiting as well, aren't you?
Yes.
Because you want more and more people to come and play.
Yeah.
So when, where? Is first question.
Yeah. We play at Queensgate School on the 5G surface, and it is a 5G surface. You know, that's the latest artificial surface. It's brilliant. It's even better than playing on grass. As a goalkeeper, I can dive all over the place without really worrying about whether I'm going to get injured or anything. And the quality, you know, it's brilliant. So it's right next door to East Cowsvix Football Club. We play on a Sunday afternoon from 4:45 to 5:45. We've got about 16 or 17 people on the books, which means that we're just about usually enough there to play five or six a side. Because it's a small pitch football, five or six a side, you don't want more than that. Our ideal would be, because there are two pitches at East Cowes, it would be brilliant if we could have at least 20 every week, and then we could actually have two pitches with four sides. That would be the ideal.
And wouldn't it be great? I mean, it's not a, like, come from Ryde, Sandown, and you got your own. It's one club at the moment that are doing it.
Well, no, there's Seaview,
right,
on the island have started, and they've grown and developed. They play some of their football, I think, at Ryde, and some of it, I think, they play indoors as well. Steve has got.
They play Sandown on a Tuesday evening, Ryde on a Thursday evening, and then there's us based in East Cowes. But we draw people from all over the island.
Brilliant.
On a Sunday evening, so you could do it three times a week. And also, you mentioned wives. Bring them along. This is mixed. Men and women.
I can play as well.
Play and do on
Fantastic.
Equal terms.
Yeah.
Because it's a no-contact sport. You're not bashing into each other. And so women are welcome just as much as fellas.
There'll be some wives that would, what's the point of that? I wouldn't mind kicking you. But there you go.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful that other people from other clubs are coming round and joining in. I think it's growing, isn't it, by the sound of it?
Yeah, well, certainly, as I say, it's exploded on the mainland. It's been a lot slower growing on the island. And we would love to see it really sort of grow. It would be great if we could have, you know, four or five clubs on the island. Because then we could have sort of competitions on you know, between ourselves on the island as well. Because at the moment, if you want competitive football, and we struggle with that at the moment because the numbers that we've got. Because when you get to the competitive football, it is age bands. So you've got over 50s, over 60s, over 70s, over 75s, and. Obviously, with only 11 or 12, well, 15 or 16 people of varying ages from 50 up to like me at 80, you know, it means that probably we struggle to get a team that can play in one of the age bands unless you know I'm playing in a team which is playing against over 50s, you know.
Sure.
And,
so look, if we're, you know, thinking about coming down this Sunday, 4:45, do we just turn up or do we have to phone somebody?
No.
I think I think the best thing, because what I want to do is, if anybody comes who's new, I actually want to buddy them up with somebody who already plays, because I know we're all men and women over 50 and that sort of thing, but it can still be a little bit daunting turning up for an activity you've never done before with a bunch of people that you've never met before, to a set of rules that You know, everybody else understands and you need a bit of explaining. So what I actually want is anybody who wants to play, whether it's the Seaview crowd or for our lot at East Cowes, is to get in touch with me first. What I will do then is make sure that there's actually a game on the day they want to come, yeah, and make sure there's somebody there who knows they're coming, who can sort of meet them in the car park or whatever, get them settled in, give them a bit of encouragement, help them through the rules and that sort of thing, and just get them settled in. So I'm the route into this.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So Steve's contact.
Yep. Sounds like a really good idea, purely and simply because the people that will be new to this, like you say, they've probably not played football, might not be aware of the rules, might have struggled in life for a little bit, might be widowed or whatever, and might need their their hands being held for the first week or two. That sounds like a really, really lovely idea. Yeah. So they get in touch with you, Steve. How do they do that?
Right. So they can email me. Get your pens out, everybody. stelov1@yahoo.co.uk. They can phone me. Keep your pens out. 07525 783271. That's 07525 783271. Or on Facebook, that's the easiest way if you got it. Just put in Steve Love Isle of Wight. And I usually pop straight up because I'm famous and popular on that.
Do you know what you should do? You should write a walking, talking football song. And I think you should have all the details in it, like phone number, email and so on, as part of the song, so it's an advert for what you're doing.
I could have the Walking Blues, couldn't I? That's
I know he's Brighton, so I mean we've got to mention the Blues, but I mean you're a Northampton fan, so maybe it's the Reds.
It must be possible because there's so many people. The island's got such a thriving football scene, all local clubs, all the leagues. It's got big supporters clubs for most of the mainland, big mainland teams. Out there must be loads of men and women of the right age who just, it would be great if they could just turn out once a week, twice a week and just kick a ball around, but a little bit more gently.
Get them out of the house.
Can I just add the importance of being in touch with Steve? Because of our numbers, there are occasions when we just don't have enough numbers to actually make it worthwhile. And like, for instance, on this Sunday that's just gone, we only had three people who were available. So we'd actually had to there's no point trying to late. So it is important to at least have Steve's...
Yeah, so we can make sure there's... match waiting for you, but footballers, your island need you, men and women over 50.
Get in touch, because I think this would be the making of certain people. I bet most men over 50 that may have played a little bit of football, even if you haven't, would still think sometimes, I'd really love to have a game of football, a bit of a kickabout, and that's what this sounds like.
Yeah,
but without all the shoving and the bad tackles and so on. It sounds like a whole load of fun. Yeah. And I mean, how are you in Golden? You say you're 80. I mean, you must have a nickname. You're not called the Cat or anything like that, are you?
Well, some of them do call me that occasionally. One Chelsea supporter nicknamed me that on one occasion. I took offence because I don't like Chelsea. Oh, sorry.
So, I mean, when you go, then I suppose you can work. Because, I mean, this is a great opportunity. Yeah. Those people that are 50-plus that haven't played in years have got football shirts, no doubt.
Yeah.
Great opportunity to get their football shirt on again.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Basically, normal kit. And because of its 5G, I mean, at one time you used to have... We do recommend football boots rather than trainers. Because,
really?
Yes, because even if it's walking... especially if it gets wet, you could slip and slide, and you can actually do damage to joints and so on quite easily.
Not football boots with studs, though.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
On the 5G pitch, you can
Yes. Okay.
Because when we used to go down there before, we had like a little small kind of running
studs.
And
I mean, that's the sort of boots that I wear. But with this latest 5G pitch, you can actually wear the ordinary study of football boots. But
explain the 5G thing, because I'm thinking phones.
Yeah.
5G?
Fifth generation.
Explain.
In other words, it's
thicker?
If you remember when the artificial surfaces started first being used, they were quite hard, and people when they went in, they'd get burns on their arms and so on from sliding on the surface and so on. Gradually, they've developed a pitch that it gets increasingly like a actually grass pitch, so there's been sort of essentially five stages of development, and that's why it's called 5G, because it's in the fifth stage of development.
So it's nice and soft, but if you fall over, you don't come up muddy, you just get back up again.
Oh, how great is that?
But on subject of footwear, people don't need football boots the first week or anything like that. Trainers are fine.
But
something just comfy to run around in, and then they can build up their kit with their shirt of their favourite player, as time goes on.
Shorts, tracksuits.
I mean, come on, I've got to ask you, what shirt are you wearing when you go? Are you wearing a Northampton Town one?
No, I wear the gardening shirt that I've been wearing all day. make good use of it.
Let's you've only been doing this for a little while.
No, I'm a founder member. I go back further than Nigel on this.
Oh, really?
It very first arrived in the island, I think, in early winter of 2013. And there's a wonderful chap called Dave Duffy in Sandown set it all up, and there we were all kicking around on a little sort of tennis court. Now my wife encouraged me to go out of the house for a couple of hours. Now she wishes she hadn't.
So what does it do? What does it do for you, though? When you go,
it's great to be involved in football. And as I said before, I never played before, really. So it's a last chance to actually play and be in a team and occasionally score goals or occasionally do a good pass and not ever get score past Nigel. But when other people do, he gets very cross. Just be involved in the sport. So it's not so much the fitness side. I've probably done that in the garden in the afternoon. It's just being involved in a national institution called football.
Yeah.
So it must improve your mindset.
You have to think. You really have to think. I find I really have to think. I mean, people have been playing more than me. Perhaps it comes more naturally to them. But think, where do I need to be to get the ball?
Yeah.
Then when I've got the ball, you can't just sort of dribble out of trouble because you've only got three touches.
Yeah.
So you've got to really think, where am I going to send it? So you've got to think about passing and movement. And then if you lose the ball, you can't just go and sort of do a mad tackle back and crunch whoever took it off you. You have to work out how you're going to just neatly intercept it and get it back.
It's quite a clever skill then.
Just occasionally I find myself in front of goal and actually hit the ball and it goes in it. And that's nice too. And then I go home and tell Hillary I scored a goal today, and then she not interested.
Oh.
Have you painted that fence yet?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Just remind us again of email address, if people are, because I'm pretty sure there'll be people now that are listening to this thinking, I want to get involved. Yeah. How do I?
Yeah. I'd like to help people in by making sure they get to the right club, the right time, that there's a game taking place and somebody there to show them the ropes. Steve Love, that's Stelov on email, stelov1@yahoo.co.uk. That's stelov1@yahoo.co.uk. Or phone me on 07525 783 271. Or just go Steve Love, Isle of Wight on Facebook, and I will probably pop up playing a guitar, though, which is what I do the rest of the time.
So
and then I'll help you into the sport and put you in the right direction and get you properly briefed up and so on.
How lovely is that? Yeah. So, if you weren't 100% sure of the rules and stuff like that, then you're going to do that all before a ball's kicked. How lovely. And you're going to write that song soon. Talking football.
Talking football.
Talking football.
Walking blues.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's you've got to put the email in it, you've got to put the telephone number in it, come down and Sunday's quarter to four. Plug the whole thing. Yeah. We're playing it every week. We're playing that every week. You could actually, instead of the match of the day theme, when you run on, you could have the talking football theme, didn't you?
Oh, well, yes, indeed. And actually, I'm looking at your playlist here on this computer screen. We haven't got any of my songs on it, so
not today. No,
I'll have to do one. Yeah,
no, we did talking football. That's it. Steve loves talking football, and I've got to ask you, why isn't your email steve.love or Steve Love?
Because somebody must have got that before I did.
You tried?
Yes.
God, it wasn't you just being awkward. I just put in STELOV.
Yes, no, there must be loads of us. So
We'll find them, Steve.
Yep.
We'll remove them so you can have it. Oh, fantastic. You guys look, I don't know, enthused by the football as well. So it's,
and fit and healthy as well.
Yeah, yeah, gets you out and about. Yeah. And you're not fair weather players, are you?
No.
So it might be cold this Sunday, but you'll still be there.
Yeah. Even in the wet. Although sometimes it is too wet to play, but...
Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as too wet.
One has to be sensible. Yeah. Sometimes.
I reckon on that particular Sunday, your wife had a roast on and you thought, I can't be bothered to go and play football now. Hey, look, I think it's great what you do. Yeah. I really do. I hope you get a load more people. You never know, you might get a few people then. They're from Vectis Radio as well, because they're all of a certain age.
Yeah.
And they like, hobble around.
Like most of the rest of the island. Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Good luck. Hopefully see you soon.